Welcome to Soundprint. I'm Lisa Simeone. It's summertime, and you know what that means. Use your sunscreen. That's what everyone in the medical field tells us nowadays. Don't walk out of the house without it. It's quite a change from the way we used to think that the sun was good for you, that a tan was a sign of health. It's still hard to get over that sentiment, if the masses of people on the beach are any indication. Out they sit, faces turned upward, bodies splayed to catch every last ray, even at high noon. Just getting a little color, they'll say, though their tan lines belie that. Stark, clearly demarcated lines that almost look like they've been painted on. This is where the sun shines and where it doesn't. Then again, you could just go nude. Then you wouldn't have any pesky tan lines. You'd have one clean sweep of color, top to bottom. Which brings me to today's program. It's about the thousands of people who love to frolic freely in the nude. Naturalists or nudists, whatever you call them, they're a fun-loving bunch. From producer Judith Kampfner, today's program is called Birthday Suit.
I'm no model. I prefer my body clothed to naked, especially because I'm short and need my heels. So in the gym, I dash from shower to locker, tightly towel-wrapped. I'm not like the woman I came across there last week who was yelling to her child's nanny on her cell phone without a stitch on. I'm one of those who wake in a sweat from that old recurring nightmare where you're in public with no clothes on. Like many people in America, I think you should only reveal your body in the confines of your bedroom. But after the Janet Jackson furore, I got to thinking that this taboo of public nakedness has become too ridiculous. So to face my fears and gain a new sense of body confidence, I decided to visit two types of nude recreation venues, a public beach and a private naturist resort. I wanted to challenge myself, but I dreaded it.
If God meant for us to be naked, we would have been born that way.
I mean, if you put these people on a street, you'd never think that some of these people were nudists. Who are nudists? They're just people who would enjoy being nude. We don't see anything wrong with being nude. Europeans do it all the time. The problem here in America is we have this puritanical background.
I'm in a suit and tie all week, and from weekends, this is where I am. I have my lunch. I'm here all day. This is probably the most therapeutic thing you could do.
The therapeutic value of, first of all, just being at a beach is wonderful for anybody. But to be able to take off your clothes and just totally de-stress and be what you need to be, that's even better.
Shirley Mason, at work in her tiki hut, is naked from the waist down. Now in Europe, people go topless, of course, but I've never heard of bottomless. Shirley wears a hat and a t-shirt that have the same bumper sticker of a logo. Haulover Park's world-famous naturist beach. She's the director of the largest public nude beach in Florida.
I like advertising the organization. kind of helps me with the hat look a little more official.
Here I am on a Saturday morning in Miami. But my first impression is this is like a scene from a bizarre cult movie. People lope around, their private parts dangling. So many bodies. A kind of human safari park. If they were walking on all fours, it would have been less weird. Some are jumping around at a volleyball game, all nude, except for one man's knee brace. Nothing has prepared me for this. Even though I intended to strip off immediately, I know I can't do it. Shirley sensitively hands me a soft, faintly coconut-scented pareo or sarong. I slip off my clothes, tie the sarong around my hips, and sip a smoothie she makes for me.
We didn't ask permission for this beach. We actually took this beach. We showed county officials the law that said, you know, mere nudity in and of itself is not a violation of the law, and minus any lewd and lascivious behavior, it's, you know, it's just not a problem. especially in a designated area. Well, it didn't say who could designate the area.
Shirley's personal motivation to fight to establish this beach was her husband's skin condition.
He has psoriasis all over his body, and when I met him, he was going through some pretty horrendous treatments through the Veterans Hospital. The doctor told him if he got sun and salt water, he could probably get off most of the medication and treatments that he was taking.
When you go to a regular textile beach, you put down your blanket, you're next to people there to your left, people to your right, nobody talks to each other. When you come to nude beach, everybody is equal.
Without really realizing it, I've walked with Shirley a little way over the dunes and I'm under a beach umbrella with two men in their 30s and a female companion. Shirley slips away. I'm still wearing the sarong around my waist, but I'm out of hiding. I can take in the scene more clearly. There's a mix of people, Latino, black, and white.
Everybody takes their clothes off. Everybody talks to everybody. And if a female comes walking by in a bathing suit, more people will look at her than the naked people.
Surely, I say to him, calling a normal beach a textile beach is kind of quirky.
Textile.
Yeah. It's just a definition to people who use bathing suits instead of going
nude. I'm textile.
It's a colloquialism that we use to describe people who keep their suits on.
I notice a them and us attitude towards the textiles. But are there other bonds that unite them which go beyond mere disrobing?
You have to be open, more open. You have to be more free thinking. And you know what?
It's from all walks of life. But there are a preponderance of artistically inclined people, I would say, on this beach.
Even if they're not artists, they're artistic people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's an attitude. Do you hear any blaring radios? Do you see any Frisbees flying around? You see any guys drinking beer all over the place? No, you don't see that. You see people enjoying the weather. Do you see any litter on this beach? You'll notice if you go to that clothed or textile beach, notice the amount of litter that appears right after that fence, because people don't have respect for the environment.
Right.
I'll read you the International Naturist Federation definition, see if you agree with it. A way of life in harmony with nature, characterized by practice of communal nudity with the intention of encouraging respect for oneself, others, and the environment.
I would agree with that, sure. Absolutely. That's more a naturist. I think there's a slight difference between a naturist and a nudist.
And that difference is?
Naturists try to commune more with nature, where a nudist just likes to be naked and have fun.
These people don't want to give me their names. One who identifies himself only as David says that's because his job is very sensitive and recreational nudism could denote some kind of perversion.
For those of us who work in the field of criminal justice or with children or so forth, it's frowned upon. But I think if you really look at the big picture, this is so innocent. It really is.
I noticed that you're topless. Are you nude? Are you nude under there? Okay, did you do this just for the interview, or is that your lifestyle?
It's not a lifestyle thing, but I think coming from Europe, you go topless on every beach that you go with your parents, even on vacation when you're 13, you know?
Exactly. So we do have a problem here. It's a perceptual problem of society. You go to Europe, there is a different perception of the human body, which is, it's okay.
I think, being that we are repressed here as a society, more so than the rest of the world, I think there is more sexual violence and more sexual aggression and
than
in other parts of the world where sex is part of life, which it really is, you know.
We were on the nude beach one time, and this religious fanatic came down with a portable microphone and an amplifier, claiming that Jesus, we were somehow blaspheming Jesus, and he was chased off the beach, literally. Basically, the religious right does not want to see this. In fact, we are always fighting in Tallahassee to keep this beach open.
Oh, yeah. We've had all kinds of officials come out and ride in the cars and with the tinted windows. But, you know, later on they'll tell us, oh, I was up there, I saw it. Oh, it was so nice and clean, and everybody was acting so normal. I don't know what they think we would be acting like, but they're always pleasantly surprised.
every time we get a write-up in a paper for the next week or two, we get a lot of people coming down. They're looking around, thinking they're going to see something very sexual, and they look around and see a bunch of old people, a bunch of young people, just sitting around doing nothing. Either they'll get very bored and they'll leave, or else they'll say, hey, you know, this is not that bad. And they'll sit down, maybe start talking to some people, take the clothes off, and maybe join us.
That's Larry Fleischman, proud to give me his full name and who calls himself the unofficial mayor of the beach. And his mayoral hat is a fedora with huge feathers, and he's covered with gold chains. He says he models for art schools. He's very lithe and brown, and certainly doesn't look his 77 years.
A lot of people associate nudity with sex. A lot of people never see anybody of the opposite gender nude unless there's either a sex act or going to a nudie bar or something like that. They don't understand that there's a big part of nakedness, nudity, is very non-sexual.
Is the nudity here really totally sexless? Everyone is stressing that you can be nude and not lewd, but I'm not so sure. I ask Larry an innocuous question about the glider planes overhead to have an excuse to survey the beach.
You're probably going to see the planes going a lot because this is the most...
There seems to be less touching than on a conventional beach.
Probably the next 10 or 20 miles, this is the most occupied beach.
So what are the planes doing?
They're just advertising. They always have different...
One couple walk by hand in hand. The woman seems to be clinging to her man. For protection, is she frightened of being hit on?
Anybody wants to advertise things that are going on in Miami, Miami Beach, and South Beach. Yeah, it's a good way of advertising. You see a lot of people who just don't even bother reading the paper or don't want to watch television.
Larry then says something about liking my kind of body. And that's too personal for me, but he carries on.
I like a woman with little meat on her. If you look like these skinny models, they're like nine-year-old boys. I'm not into nine-year-old boys. But, hey, then what do I know? I'm just a naked old man hanging on the beach.
And, you know, just saying those words, naked old man, people think dirty old man.
Well, that's your right. That's your problem. I'm just saying what I really am. If you associate with dirty old man, then there's something in your mind.
I've upset him. I apologize. But now that we've stopped being polite, I can ask a difficult question. Albeit with a euphemism.
What happens if you get, sexually embarrassed?
An erection. I'll tell you something. People always talk about that, but it very, very, very rarely happens. For some reason, it's just that you're inundated and there's so many things going on in your mind that it just doesn't happen. Occasionally, I'll see something where somebody's laying down, maybe half asleep, and a breeze comes by and starts getting erect. But so what? You just see, turn over, or you sit down, and that's it. It's no big deal. Very rarely.
Maybe that's because he's a practiced nudist. Perhaps that's why there's so few young men here. Too much potential for embarrassment. Since Larry and I are now well acquainted and nothing fazes him, he should be able to dare me to disrobe. His advice?
Go into the water, take your clothes off, and swim around nude for a while. And then put it back on when you come out and do what you want. And see how you feel. You want to come out, but get the feeling of... the freedom of your body, the comfort of you.
No. I'm not able to take the plunge. I sheepishly beat a retreat to Shirley's hut. I had asked the crucial question for men, what about women? I ease into it by asking why a few women have got their bikini bottoms on.
It could be their time of the month.
Is that something that you've seen, just people wearing tampons and they're quite happy with it?
Well, we have seen some women that, you know, the string is revealed. Most women feel uncomfortable about that showing, so that's why they all wear just a little something, you know, as bottoms. If they are totally nude, they generally try to tuck that in so it's not showing. But I've seen women where it's there, and some people may find it offensive, others don't care.
From her hut at the entrance to the beach, Shirley hands out cards listing rules. Staring is rude. No unauthorized filming, dress before leaving the area. Sexual activity is inappropriate and illegal. Okay, but how the hell do you stop yourself feeling sexually attracted or sexually vulnerable? Now I've gotten over the shock of the primalism of the whole scenario, I can see it as sexy. And yet no one's really admitting that. If no one thinks of sex, Then why is the northern section gay only? I plop down beside a very attractive couple. She doesn't expect him to fess up.
If you go to that northern section there, that's practically all men. That's not a place where I want to be. I come here to see women, not men, you know. So I wouldn't stay on that side. I would come over here where it's more mixed.
But you don't come here to see women.
Of course I do.
Say, you do?
You do not come here to see women.
Oh,
you
sure I do.
You do?
I love the woman's body, of course. If anybody says that it's not true, it's just lying. I enjoy watching
That's
women.
Why you come here.
Well, because I enjoy the place too, but...
I'm glad that you're honest about that.
What is wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that?
No, because if you, you know, you read this International Federation's website and everything, it's like, it has nothing to do with sex. Nothing,
well,
nothing.
Not sex, but
it's to do with feeling that you are throwing off the cares of the world and throwing away any social pretensions.
That's true. But also, there's nothing wrong with a beautiful woman.
it's all a part of it, but we're sexual beings. There's nothing wrong with it.
His girlfriend has striking tattoos. In all this equality of nakedness, do people want to distinguish themselves with markings? Are these decorations there to allure?
And you have nipple rings, and what's that other ring?
It's called the Prince Albert. It just goes through the scrotum. Because working in my job, I can't have earrings or nose rings, so I wanted something pierced, and it's discreet.
He admits there are swingers here, but he insists that on the whole, this beach is a place for couples and families. Well, where are they? I see couples, but few people in their 20s. No teenagers and no kids.
It's not the norm in America to bring your kids to a new beach.
That's Sally Lewis, who with husband Robin moved here from England. They've been nudists all their lives. Their eldest son recently brought his girlfriend here, but...
I don't know that he would go nude if we were here.
Well, why is that?
I don't know, because I brought them up to be very open. You know, they were going through their teenage years, and still do, and we wander around the house naked and not worry about, you know, not having clothes on. But that's the way I brought them up. You know, I didn't want to bring them up thinking, you know, you have to cover up. Because you're only a human being anyway.
I think because Sally and Robin come from my country of origin, they seem very sensible and familiar. And so I finally throw my sarong to the winds and run into the sea. It's wonderful. Like being a teenager skinny dipping at a waterhole. And yes, it feels damn sexy. But then the water feels a lot too clear. I notice 5 teenage boys dressed in jeans and hoodies and huge sneakers sitting at the edge of the beach. A phalanx of them staring. I'm terrified of getting out, because even if I swim to the left or the right of them, they're still watching me. The walk back up the beach to get my clothes on in Shirley's hut is endless. I hear Larry yelling, "You did it!" Oh no, please don't draw attention to me. My eyes for some reason sting with the salt, and so put my hands over my face. If I can't see them, maybe no one can see me.
Yeah, it bothers me, it bothers
Shirley says those Gorkhas are regulars, but they're not doing anything technically criminal, and so they can't be moved on.
Beach when there's all the rest of this, you know, beach that they could go to, and they're fully dressed like this, it does make the patrons feel a bit uncomfortable.
She helps me see the funny side. Those boys are so dressed up on this boiling day because they're insecure here. Now, why would anyone want to go nude if the weather's cold? After Florida, I head to a very different taste of naturism. To a private club in the hills of northern New Jersey, close by the Appalachian Trail. Brian Ballone is an enthusiastic member of Rock Lodge, one of the oldest nudist camps in America. Members keep warm with activities.
On a Sunday afternoon when we have a coffee klatch at 3 o'clock and someone screams out coffee klatch, you'd be amazed that, you know, 80, 90, 100 people just come flooding from all the different areas of the club, from out of the water, from the beach, the tennis courts, the volleyball courts. It just amazes us that we have this community that's spread out over such an area here.
Rock Lodge was established in 1934 by German immigrants, pioneers of the nudist movement which began in Germany. The clubhouse is an old stone mansion set on a private estate of 200 acres with many walking trails.
Hiking in the woods, you feel a closeness to nature, like you're a part of it rather than intruding on it.
The original club mission was to provide physical culture, lectures on scientific subjects, and congenial company. On this weekend afternoon, around a picnic table, a man who wants to be known as Dimitri is leading a discussion about what kind of photos they want on their website.
You just have the backs of heads, and it doesn't look like an attractive group of people that you...
Right, and that's what I mean. There is
difference between suggestive and artistic.
Right, of course.
I don't mind pictures of artistic nudity where beautiful is being adored, but I don't appreciate sexual undertones.
This is a strictly family resort. It's proud of its tradition, and newcomers are put on a year's probation. It sees itself as very different from a public nudist area.
Well, the private club, obviously, you're paying a membership and the security. At the beach, you never know who you're going to run into, and there are a lot of people that go to nude beaches that are there for voyeurism. You're not going to have that at a private club. You're not going to meet somebody that doesn't feel the same way that you feel.
My guide, Brian, said single men are discouraged, but he feels the club should be vigilant with females too.
They are going to not let single men in because they believe they're a lone wolf, but they're letting single women in when they don't even check to and realize that they could be just as much a sexual offender. So I think every community should really be responsible and watch out for their own people.
Much later, as we drove home, Brian confided in me in a long conversation that gays aren't really welcome at this club, which wants to maintain its family image. He said he respected that, and so hid the fact that he was gay for a whole summer. His lover joined later. By that time, Brian had made himself indispensable. He's a pillar of the community. He says he likes the extended family atmosphere.
She hit her knee on the stairs.
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, my towel. Children are natural nudists. They are very comfortable being nude. It's only when they're taught that it's wrong, they start to want to cover up because they feel a little different about their body and a little... shameful.
I'm wearing trousers and sweatshirt, and this feels way too dressed. It seems disrespectful, even rude.
I mean, why swim in a wet, clammy bathing suit when you can have this?
And now I'm bolder, so I don't take too much persuading.
Whew, that's good.
How cold is it?
I have no idea. It's cold enough to be refreshing. Not too cold to go swimming.
Come on in, come for a swim with us.
Are you going to swim?
If you do.
Okay.
Okay, come on.
No, no.
Okay. Then I'll end up running to the sauna.
After a glorious, liberating nude swim, they marched me off to a small outdoors hot tub. A pleasant enough way to while away an afternoon, you'd think. But suddenly it doesn't seem like that. We're too close. The situation has turned uncomfortable, just as the mood turned in the water at Haulover Beach in Miami. I feel as if my breasts are being sized up. Ridiculous, I know. And they ask me a few personal questions, polite small talk, but it seems that roles are reversed. My nakedness now seems to be subverting my journalistic authority. It's a moment of private meltdown. But just as at Haulover, after my momentary anger at feeling exposed, I calm down because of the soothing words of maternal figures. I got to meet a few reassuring women just before I left. One said she used to go to public beaches like Haulover, but now she needs more privacy.
I guess after I got my mastectomy, we sort of decided to settle on, you know, looking for a community. And if I had any doubts, I found the doubts all dispelled here because everyone was, there were several women here at the time with mastectomies, and certainly that wasn't...
I wish I'd met that woman sooner. She would have put me at my ease, just as Shirley had greeted me the moment I set foot on her beach in Miami.
Which is what's so nice here. It's just very comfortable just to be in a place where just all bodies are, like, no big deal.
Being nude isn't the hardest part. What's more difficult is the feeling you have of losing a suit of armor when you bear all in public. It seems to me that without clothes, you lose a sense of authority and identity and a personal buffer zone. It's not so hard lying in the sun naked or swimming, but social interaction in the nude with strangers is challenging. Now I hide less behind my towel in the locker room. After all, I've seen so many body types recently, especially older bodies. What I did get, especially from the older women I met, was a new sense of pride.
And so there's lots of scars revealed.
Yes, lots of scars, lots of cellulite. And it's just a very warm, welcoming, you know, it's like being a member of an extended family, at least here in a little place like this.
I, you know, whatever issues I had, if I had any before, they absolutely aren't there now. It's like I very much feel more freedom, body freedom.
Birthday Suit was produced by Judith Kampfner. The program was mixed by Jared Weisbrot. Surfing the web for information about nudism can produce, shall we say, undesirable results. Fear not, soundprint.org has family-friendly links about this dicey subject. That address again is soundprint.org. On the next Soundprint, we visit a town, clinic, and refugee camp on the Thai-Burmese border.
I don't know where he is from.
Why is he still here, do you think?
He has no family. He is only one. He is lonely.
Green Tea and Landmines, next week on Soundprint. You can own Soundprint episodes on CD. Just call 1-888-38-TAPES with credit card in hand. That's 1-888-38-TAPES. Soundprint is produced by the Soundprint Media Center in association with WAMU and American University. Send us your comments, your complaints, your praise. Our email address is talkback@soundprint.org. Soundprint is production assistant Nkechi Mogekwu and audio engineer Jared Weisbrot. Our executive producer is Moira Rankin. I'm Lisa Simeone.